Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Whiskey Six Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike, and joining with me again would be my big brother, Thomas, and Josh Leos, my baby cousin. Josh, start us off. What are you drinking on?
So today I have for y'all some Tom's Town Double Oak Bourbon. Now, shout out to Taylor for getting me this bottle. Such a nice person. She knows we love to drink, and she got us some nice little bourbons here to try out for you guys.
I will give her credit. She does look up the notes, mm-hmm. The alcohol percentage. Like, she breaks it down to a science.
Yeah.
I am very much a man's man. I see a nice bottle. I think I told y'all or them about it. Was it Blade and Arrow or something? It has a key on it. And I was like, oh, that's dope. I picked it up and bought it. It turned out to be pretty good, but that's how I got to it. But continue.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. I mean, at a glance, you know, from the nose, you know, I'm getting a little bit of butterscotch, some caramel notes and shit, but very sweet, though. Like, I really, really actually like this, you know. I'm getting, you know, some vanilla in there, a little, like, fruity, but, you know, not as much bite either, you know. Some of this drinks that we would usually drink, you know, it wants to fight you, you know, it wants to bite back. But no, this is very nice, smooth, you know, and clean. I really like this. This was a good choice that he picked up for us.
There you go. That's Tom's Town. Speaking of Tom, what are you drinking on, Thomas?
I am still working through this Bingham's bourbon. I'm just going to finish the bottle. And, you know, when we actually do like a whiskey review episode where we really dive in, I think that's when I'll purchase my next something and see exactly what I got going on there and fake, you know, review it with notes of caramel and oak and nut and whatever else is in your bourbon that you don't know is there.
I appreciate you reading from my script over here. I'm gonna have to change it up a little bit.
let me exit out of this tab real quickly.
right. All right, so I'll wrap it up with me. I too have a bottle of High Rye Blue Run Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey provided by Taylor. Very thoughtful, very mindful,
very demure.
Yes. So in Blue Run, it is a high rye. And if you know what that is, it's just a bit more grain than everything else. When you bring it to your nose, you will get a cinnamon bark, a rye spice, caramel, dill. And somehow in your nose, you're going to feel this, a nice body.
You got a great nose on you.
I don't have the education to be like, damn, there's a banging body out of my nose. Actually, when you taste it, and this is why I was upset with Thomas, you're going to get cinnamon spice, layered caramel sweetness, a little burnt oak, you know? But bet you weren't thinking about cake batter. So there's some of that in there. Again, thank you, Taylor. I have been sipping on it. I will say a high rye is not my go-to, but this is a good high rye. Like, I can appreciate a rye being good for a rye.
Being high, yeah.
I'm a baby. I stick to my basic bourbons usually. But no, for fall, this is great.
I agree.
Maple, those. This is actually a fall batch. Bottle number 3225 for all you bottle nerds.
Okay. Fancy schmancy over them.
You got to be, man. You got to be. All right. So moving forward, before we get to the T-Mex tie-in, that's going to be a bittersweet update. I'm ready for it. But I would like to, as a veteran-owned and operated podcast, if you guys didn't know that, all three of us had served at one point or another. I would like to spotlight some brands that don't pay me any money, but I pay them money for things that they sell.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, I do Black Rifle Coffee, like most days. It's not super like low in calories or anything, but it's not nearly as bad as a Red Bull. And again, I'm supporting a veteran-backed business. And I believe in that. I also, from Taylor, she recommended Bottle Breachers.
Nice.
I think started by a Navy SEAL. I've got a blurb here somewhere. Humbly started in a garage, Bottle Breacher came to life by a former Navy SEAL and his wife. The company, as hinted in the name, specializes in brass bottle openers that are composed of recycled 50 caliber ammo that is no longer in commission. In addition, veterans make bottle openers by hand, and part of the proceeds are given to military nonprofits. And that's kind of the businesses that I'm spotlighting and why. So I will leave the floor to my older brother, who also has a veteran-owned operated podcast that he hosts, and with his co-host, James. So go ahead, Ron.
So if you are looking for things that are veteran-owned and operated that you want to get into, Grunt Style is a clothing brand. I would highly recommend them. Some good stuff from them. I've got a couple shirts from them. The other thing, while I'm a big fan of Black Rifle Coffee, I've also found an energy drink that I'm a huge fan of that is veteran owned and operated. It is called Echelon. And when I tell you, this energy drink hits harder than any Rippet ever did.
Don't you dog Rippets.
I'm not dogging them. Everybody started there.
When nobody else was.
Exactly.
A little snub nose can. Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Those ran so this could fly. And it's got 300 milligrams of caffeine, and the beta alanine is strong in there too. So when you sip this pre-made pre-workout, you have no choice but to get your ass to work, because if not, you're just not going to be okay. So definitely get you a case.
I was like, this can't be a regular energy. I can't be driving to work and my eyebrows itch. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. I mean, you know, they're one of their tags is, you know, I think it's making wives and war crimes or something like that. I don't know. It's they're all over the place.
I support it. Josh, well, do you have any veteran-backed companies that you support or would like
to? Yeah, much like Thomas here said, you know, with Grunt Style, we also have Zero Foxtrot. It's another shirt company. Amazing shirts as well, you know, some kind of funny military references that they put on there. Love them. Both of those companies have amazing shirts. Comfortable, too. You know, very fitted to the body, you know, which is something I loved about the company. Because, you know, you'll go to, you know, Academy or whatever, you'll go to the mall and, you know, find a shirt, but they don't all ever fit, you know, just the right way that you need them to fit. And I did really like that this company makes really well-fitted shirts to you. So, you know, shout out to them. And, you know, Black Rifle Coffee, you know, good coffee.
I think the fit he's describing is tight in the arms, tight in the chest.
Yeah.
In the gut. Like just hang right over top.
Yeah.
Another one. All right.
For sure.
And now, time for the T-Mex tie-in. A lot happened this week. Fill us in, brother.
Look, there was a lot of good. There was a lot of bad. For you Astros fans, for our baseball postseason love, October normally means Astros baseball all the way through. Unfortunately, this year, they came up short, knocked out of the playoffs by a Detroit Tigers team that was the hottest team in baseball. They basically were playing playoff baseball for the last month and a half to even make it in, and their World Series beating the Astros. So our Houston Astros are no more this year. Sucks. But maybe they, you know, as their time kind of comes to an end, you got these Texans, these Houston Texans, who are now 4-1. They just beat the Buffalo Bills in NRG, debuted the new H-Town Blue. Phenomenal uniforms. If you're a fan, you need to have one. I mean, the old English H, while I wasn't a fan initially, they threw that joker in blue in the middle of the field at the 50, and that thing was fantastic. We got the Houston Dynamo. They have clinched the playoff spot. They are fighting for home field advantage. They've got two more games left to try to wrap that up. At last, I saw they were in fifth place. They need to get in the top four to get home field advantage. Best believe if they get a home game, I'll be there. And then the Houston Rockets are starting training camp and getting ready to start preseason basketball. I think their game is tomorrow. And that is your Houston sports update from this here podcast.
Right. And I just want to take a second to, you know, applaud the Houston Astros, because they had a really rough start. And, you know, where some people did not believe in them. I was like, you know what? Give it a second. They'll heat back up. It'll all make sense. And they did. They went out and took the division. We didn't have the same postseason success we normally have, but they fought for it. They earned it, as they say. Thank you, Thomas, for your insight. Moving on. Josh, what does fall mean to you? like when you think fall through the last like 29 years of your life, what does it mean?
You know, thanks for outing me right there with my age, man.
Maybe you were older. I don't know. You should
have been younger. Hey, that was better than baby cousin to start the show, right?
to be fair. But no, like to me, you know, whenever I hear fall, right? I hear, you know, going out, you know, playing some sports out, you know, with the boys, going out, you know, friends and family, you know, taking out that, you know, special somebody out on some dates. It feels great. You know, outside, it's not too hot, not too cold, just the right amount of temperature that you will need to go do whatever you want to go do. You know, it's nothing but outdoor stuff, being out there, you know, going on a camping trip, you know, get a cabin or something. That's what I feel like, you know, fall feels, what it means to me. You know, going out, having some fun.
Of what it means to Thomas, because I grew up in Texas, and I know he's down there right now fighting the good fight. It means hoodies and sweatshirts in the morning and AC blasting in the afternoon every single day. Would you like to add on to that, elaborate more?
I mean, I think he just described a great Hallmark movie classic or whatever. I'm sure, you know, the leaves are changing brown and they're falling and, you know, you're wearing your flannel. But in Texas, it's still heat. Mm-hmm. In Texas, there'll be none of that. So, you know, we're still shorts and t-shirts around here. I think the high was like 96 or 7 today. So you take your fall and your pumpkin spice and you take that shit north.
Thomas is just now getting Kansas summer. He's done with Texas summer. Now it's like a Midwest summer down there. So to me, I mean, that was a lot of what fall was, but it's always like, you know, going out with friends. You get a lot more like off time, it feels like, with the daylight savings. It like works out that way. You feel like you have more time whether you do or don't. But there are all of the pumpkin spice recipes everywhere, whether that's in breads or coffees or drinks. It you cannot escape it. I know this one place, Hy-Vee, that we shop at, they'll sell you like 4 pumpkin spice donuts for $10. So it's like, why? It's donut. another thing that actually me and Josh were invited to go out to this weekend would be the Renaissance Festival or Fair, however you call it. I think it's a festival, but whatever, I could be wrong. I've actually had a few experiences. I rarely dress up. I think I've done it once. I know Josh likes to play pretend as often as he can.
Thank you.
He dresses up, drags a sword around. But the cool thing that I like about the Renaissance Festival that not a lot of people get to experience is the campgrounds, because that's where it goes down. Like, all these nerds lose their minds when the sun goes down, like, and the bonfire goes up. Like, oh, man, there's a dude hammered playing a flute or a lute.
A little fiddle or something? Yeah.
You know, it's like a pan flute, the one with the little pipes that go
over. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. So, like, I did that maybe 2-3 years ago. With some buddies from work. They're like, oh yeah, we're going to the Renaissance Festival. I was like, bro, it's like 10 o'clock at night. It's like, that's when it goes down. And I learned that day that there's copious amounts of drugs, alcohol, and people just everywhere. Everybody's camping out in tents. And of course, it's fall in Texas. So it's like 45 degrees at night and 85 degrees in the afternoon. So I was definitely asleep on an inflatable couch and I woke up cold. But, what are some of y'all's favorite fall drinks or fall recipes and food?
Speaking of the Renaissance Fair, right? You know, food, turkey legs, love them. You know, I feel like if you go to the Renaissance Festival, that is a staple that you have to get. It has to be, you know, that turkey leg as you're walking around, enjoying yourself. And, you know, and for drinks, right? Who doesn't like pumpkin spice, you know? Right, it's coming in. Okay, you know, put your hands down. I know. Okay, but you know, the drink that I wanted to come in here was a pumpkin spice white Russian, right? Oh. So I feel like, you know, a lot of the ladies out there are gonna love this drink.
Is that why you like it? Are you one of the girlies?
No, come. So to make this drink, for the rim, you're gonna need a teaspoon, of pumpkin pie spice, 3 tablespoons crushed graham crackers. That's for the rim alone. And then for the drink itself,
Was it the tahin?
Yeah. The little rim. Yeah. You know, you got to rim it. For the drink itself, 2 ounces vodka, 1 ounce Kahlua, and then 1.5 ounces of pumpkin spice creamer and a cinnamon stick for garnish. Put a little whipped cream up top on there too. Down the hatch.
You know, for all the viewers at home, me and Josh actually live together, and he would quicker grab a Modelo than ever make that drink. I'm sure it sounds great.
I mean, I am completely down to get all the materials to make this. It sounds materials. Good.
So Matt, Thomas, do you have a favorite fall drink?
Absolutely. I don't necessarily cage it in the fall, but I believe it is a fall drink, and that's the good old fashioned, baby. You get 2 teaspoons simple syrup, 1 teaspoon water, 2 dashes of bitters, cup of ice, your favorite bourbon, an orange slice, and some cherries. Mix that jazz together, and let me tell you, those things have the right amount of sweet and spice to get you through all night.
So I'm gonna trailer trash it up a little bit. You guys did a great job of explaining your ingredients and how many teaspoons and tablespoons I needed what. But mine is apple cider and then a little bit of captain sliced apple. And you're going to want to eyeball this one, right? Maybe half and half, feeling slutty, whatever. But you go, you take your significant other out to like a pumpkin patch or whatever you do, corn maize, whatever it is. They usually will sell you apple cider. I think there's a Lewisburg apple cider festival that Taylor told me about. So that's out there, but that's my fall drink. It's very easy to make, and it's almost like the more you drink, like it changes, it fluctuates. There's levels to it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot less apple cider at the end of the night, so you just kind of wing it.
Yeah, you have the Cider Hill Family Orchard and the Lewisburg Cider Mill. Yeah,
there you go. So the next topic I wanted to touch on. It's still very early in the month. It is 7 right now as we record. Are boo baskets. And if you don't have TikTok or if you don't scroll TikTok, the basket culture is real. In the fall, you have boo baskets for Halloween. And then in the winter, don't think you've made it out. There is a burr basket and it is winter inspired. And it really gets everybody, you know, amped up. So this actually started for us with our friends Austin and Kara, who dropped a little boo basket at the door. And it had like treats and like pumpkins in it and little snacks and stuff and a little card that said you've been booed, and it's like chain mail from the 90s. It's like, they're like, hey, if you're reading this and you don't send it out, some child somewhere far away is gonna die. You have to do it.
Gotta pass it on.
So yeah, if you get booed, as you may, like today we went over to hang out with Taylor and watch movies, and she boo basketed us and the bourbon that we're drinking tonight. And there was also snacks in there. They got the what was it, the Takis for Josh. He's a little spicy boy.
Mexican.
Blanket is a good touch in a boo basket.
Oh, of course. Do that.
Bonus points if your basket is actually reusable. Like you know, I always look for ones that would look really nice. I don't know, on top of your toilet to hold your toiletries.
Like, right.
Put your dude wipes in there. You put your toilet paper, extra toilet paper in there, because you know you got to keep one in the chamber. You never want to be on the seat with no toilet paper. Back to boo basket.
Derailing here. You're derailing.
All right. What kind of items? So I want Thomas's opinion because he looks befuddled and fuzzled, if you will.
Befuddled.
What?
I mean, I thought baskets ended with like, you know, Easter baskets. Like, apparently now we're TikTok is letting every season just have their own basket. So shout out to all the TikTok women that just create all the cravings for all the other women and the fellas, I guess, because that's what we're doing here.
Birth month. It's my birth month. Like happy birth month. It's that same vibe.
So I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than, you know, take a basket, put your favorite crap in it, and then call it whatever you want. What's a July basket? Is that like a firework?
It could basket. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
If you could send
a little freedom basket.
Freedom basket. Yeah. I'm not even gonna tell you what that's like. I'm breaking out of jail. Here's your freedom basket.
When you get out of prison, they hand you your freedom basket. I'm just saying, you're sitting on gold right there.
You're onto something there. You know, make a little TikTok, boom.
Josh, let me hear your thoughts on the basket and things that you would put inside of a boo basket.
Definitely treats. I would say, boo basket. Within the name, make it, festive, make it Halloween. Put some, maybe a little bit of like Halloween decorations that the other person might not have. Snacks, always great. Maybe a fall bourbon or whiskey would be nice as well.
I know just sit at home and drink bourbon.
Right? Exactly. I was thinking that too.
Exactly.
The smarter thing here is probably
wine.
Probably wine.
Yes. It depends who you're giving it to. But yeah, wine for the ladies if that's what they like. And, bourbon, for the boys.
Look, if I had to make one of these.
Yeah.
If I had to make one of these for a special someone, I'm literally driving to friggin' Bed Bath and Beyond or Bath and Body Works.
There you
buying
go.
All their crap, a candle, a lotion, a friggin' a plug-in. I just named the most elite basket that ever was. There's like, oh my God, marry me. You know what I mean? Like,
no, see, here's what you do.
You go to Target. You got to go to Target.
Put some Moscato in there. Call it a wrap. Call it a day.
You get a woven basket with
handles. Nice.
No basket is complete without handles. You line it with one of those really nice fleece blankets from Target.
Okay.
Is this a picnic basket or is it a boo basket? What happened?
It's like a picnic basket.
picnic.
So,
hey, boo-boo.
Exactly. There you go. So then you can either do a bottle of Moscato, which is a slutty little wine. Do not stick a box of Franzia in there. That is not the play.
That is not the move.
Not a cab.
if you are in a relationship or in a situationship with a hot girl, what you're going to want to put is like a high noon. Like a sixer or a four pack of high noon.
Wow.
These are going to be low calorie, get you drunk stuff. I think it's a vodka seltzer, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are no laws to the claws, right? No, just go straight to the claws?
Exactly.
I'm just, I'm reading the room, the temperature in the room. You're going to want to put like healthy snacks that are like, I don't know, like pretzels with chocolate on them. So it's not like full sugar. It's not full sugar.
Dark chocolate.
I mean, I don't think that matters. We're not counting
it's healthy.
Cow.
All right, I gotta know. It's Halloween. Candy corn or no candy corn in the boo basket?
Do I like her or not? Like, if I don't like her, it's showered in candy corn black licorice. That's all you get.
I like candy corn. So
yeah, candy corn's good.
I need to see where your heart's at.
Okay, so I'm not a candy corn guy.
Yeah.
That must mean I'm the different one. I like pineapple on pizza. Where do you guys stand on that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
With jalapenos too? Let's go.
With jalapenos. Yeah.
Got me hungry. I shouldn't be eating right now.
And I'm just saying, if you really want to take it to the next level, you drop a bottle of perfume in there.
Oh, stop.
That's the ticket. That's the that's the Salt Bae, the bottle of perfume. Nobody's doing Whiskey 6 exclusive right
now. See, look, what you're doing right now is you're going to get a lot of boys, in trouble right now because they're going to go up to their man and say, like, why aren't you doing this? This is what you should be doing.
Good call. So we're
you're setting the bar awful high, sir.
I am.
Like this is the wifer up basket. This isn't like, hey, we're going to be friends.
No, next, you hit her with, like, one of those little face mask joints you get at Target. They're like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You throw a couple of those in there. And, maybe some just whatever product you like, some really nicely scented hand moisturizer.
$300 later, she's trying to offer you a ring.
This is a life lesson. Don't give out that many boo baskets.
True.
Maybe don't.
Very true. So, yeah.
You can't afford it. That's why. Wait a minute. You sold out for the one.
Okay.
All in.
We will touch on this because I know Josh is going to have a lot to say, but Thomas is going to be the expert here. Trick-or-treating, is there an age limit? Thomas has kids. Josh looks like he still trick-or-treats, so this is where I wanted to have this debate.
Wow.
All right, so I will elaborate on where my boys are at. I'm at 7 and 14. Okay. 7-year-old, 100%. We are definitely, he's going to be Optimus Prime. He's already decided that's what he wants to do. Transformers 1 was a phenomenal movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's really, really good kind of cartoonish, but with a live action feel to it. Anyway, mm-hmm. it's got enough humor in it for the adults. But the 14-year-old is clearly past it, hoping that his little brother will come up on enough candy to split. And that's where they're at. So that being said, Mike's definitely not trick-or-treating. Josh is definitely trick-or-treating because the gap in age is probably pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
That is what?
Josh, are you still trick-or-treating? Yes or no? The people.
No, I have. Last time I ever went trick-or-treating was what? I was 12, I believe.
12?
Yeah, and the only reason we went out trick-or-treating is because we ran out of candy to give out. So we went to go get more from other houses.
Yeah.
That's genius.
I'm saying, you know.
As an adult, all I do now is I will get into costume and I will find somewhere to consume adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that be a kickback house party or a bar. I actually, when I was in California, this is circa 2014, something like that, 2013. We got dressed up. I had like this banana costume that I bought while I was down in Texas.
Nice.
And yeah, that was my outfit, right? I was in cargo shorts, a black shirt, this banana like pullover costume, and I had shade, and I was just like bouncing back and forth, like peanut butter jelly time. However, like I'm vibing. This girl walks up. She's in like this princess outfit, and she's, you know, whatever I'm talking. And then she's like, "Oh, can I take a picture?" So I put my beer down because I think she wants me to take the picture. And this chick in the middle of the bar drops and does a split. And she looks up at me and says, "Spin it a split. You get it?" And yep, that was someone's daughter.
Wow.
And, you know, she was really out in that moment.
Crazy nights.
That you've picture's been out on. There somewhere. I didn't take it. It wasn't on my phone. But
and yeah, you didn't demand a copy?
I did not.
Failure on your part for multiple reasons. One, now she has your number. And two, you would have this evidence of a banana split that clearly I want to see now.
Ladies, gentlemen, if you guys are hearing and banana Internet, split, banana you know? Split, yeah, Fire. We need it. But
or at the very least recreate it and send it.
So this is the best adult costume that you claim to fame?
Mine? I think that's probably the best one I've done. Like,
best one, man.
It's low effort, high IQ. High IQ.
Okay.
So my thing is, you can do too much, and then you have a problem where you're not close enough to the real thing. Like,
yeah.
I've seen Josh try to do, like, a pirate scene, and it doesn't work out like you think it would.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun. So I went to the Renaissance dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow. That one was cool. Ended up buying so many rings out there because, you know, pirates with their treasure, right? Also went dressed up as a barbarian another time, but
costume, no shirt.
But one of the things that I do like doing would be you know, going out to haunted houses, right? So I like actually going dressed up myself, you know, to these, you know, haunted houses. 1 year I went dressed up like in a nice, like a white with black striped, like suited evil clown, I guess it would be. So, you know, I had the makeup and everything, a little nice little suit. We went out to what was it, 8th floor, I think it's what the haunted house was called. Very nice, very cool. You know, and then all the people there, you know, they were a vibe. You know, they're like, "Oh, hey, can we take pictures?" Yeah, sure. You know, we're taking pictures there with people. You know, we went in. It was amazing, the whole little deal. But I mean, you know, I feel like that's nice. You know, dressing up with the boys, going out, and then after that, you know, going out having some drinks, and people, you know, love it. You know, they're into it. They always come up and ask, like, "Hey, picture?" Like, yeah, you know, for sure.
Did it feel good scaring children on purpose?
I did not scare anybody. It's it.
You know, I gotta ask. All right, onward and upward. What kind of media do you guys get into in the fall? Is it like, I mean, for me, I love horror films. I will rock Netflix, Hulu, all of it. They usually re-release a bunch of stuff, or they have like the highlighted section of all your slasher films and, you know, things of that nature. I know Hocus Pocus is an annual watch for most people.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any like annual rituals for fall? For me, it's like Vampire Diaries. That's a very fall show for me. Nice. Don't look at me like that. Don't
very nice. Like that. One of the girlies, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am certified.
While he's going through his boo basket and putting the eyes on watching Vampire Diaries. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, has a little mask.
Got the little feet, like, they're like little slip-ons for your feet. You put lotion in there. You let them sit while you're watching your Vampire Diaries.
Oh, wow.
Baby soft.
Get your little bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very classy. I would say I love scary movies, right? You know, especially, you know, coming in here into the fall, any scary movie, you know, with some suspense is always great. I like the slasher films as well, you know, always good, you know, rewatching the, you know, other like Scream movies, the Final Destination movies, great. I hear they're coming out with another one, I believe, this year or something like that. It's like about the officers or something. So looking out for that. But yeah, definitely scary movies for me is what I would have to pick for, you know, coming into the fall.
Thomas, I think his annual ritual for fall in October is NFL. It was MLB. He's probably still gonna watch it. It's not gonna be reported in Astros. That's his annual ritual, huh?
Actually, if we're being honest, I mean, I do those things, definitely add those. But the Kumite happens in the fall. So I watch Bloodsport every year, you know, to get my annual Frank Dukes, Jean-Claude Van Damme fix. That's nice. Not actually true, but I still watch it. Definitely not.
I would have believed it. I'd have believed it. Like, you sell it to me, I'll buy it.
Definitely not a horror flick guy. Definitely not a slasher dude. Although, have y'all heard about the new Terrifier flick? Supposedly people are leaving they're so disgusted they're leaving the movie theaters like 10 minutes in.
The third one, right?
Yeah, Terrifier 3 or whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely what I want to go watch. The first two, so gory. So gory, but nice. So I am excited to see this third one.
On the discussion of movies, Thomas, have you ever seen the movie The Platform? Was it like a Netflix Spanish flick? They did like an English dub, real popping like 2 years ago. So they just recently released the second one, and that's what we watched tonight, was The Platform 2.
And, well, we watched both, to be fair.
Well, we did watch one after the other because maybe I forgot what they did in the first one. So, without spoiling anything, right? Because it's very new and I don't want to be that guy. I'm very upset. I've never wanted so many answers out of a sequel. Like, I watched the first one all the way through because I bet the sequel is going to give me way more insight. Mm-hmm. I have more questions and less answers. I'm very upset about this movie because, like, It was watchable, 100%. Like, Rotten Tomatoes probably gives it a 6, for sure. But I'm just upset. Like, I love a good, like, thriller, like, psychological joint. Like, you know, I don't want to say dystopian, but, like, where they're trying to send a message. You know, like, a social message. And none of my answers. I didn't get any of them. None of them. Nope. I think, like I said, I had more questions at the end.
Oh, yeah.
In a similar fall-ish vibe, the new Joker movie came out. And I heard that horrible reviews from critics and moviegoers, definitely not what they expected. So take that as you will. I mean, some people will still go see it. I never saw the first one, but, you know.
Well, I'll probably. That's the Joaquin Phoenix joint, right? I watched the first one. I think several people also did not like it on release. And, like, a lot of people kind of had to digest it a little bit. Like, this is what they're doing. Because everybody from a Marvel, from a DC, like, you want this action, you want this high budget movie, and Joker wasn't that. Joker was very, like, point of view. Like, maybe look at it, like, from his perspective and see how things got the way they did. Now, I do know Lady Gaga was in there.
They lost me when it wasn't canon. Me, if it's not going to be canon or anything else, then I don't necessarily know that I want to watch it.
I mean, I can't think of what it was, like the franchise, but they released something that wasn't canon. Oh, no, it was League of Legends with Arcane. There was a big debate over that when it came out, if it was going to be canon or not. And I think it did really well. And they were like, that sounds like canon. Like, people watch that? Yes, it's canon. Sure. Yeah. 100% changed everything to fit that. So, real diehards they are affected in one way or the other, if it's canon or not. Like, you can do canon wrong, and then you can do something that's not canon. And I feel like when you do those things, you should probably be a bit more over the top with it. Have fun with it. Like, it's nice to see those things because there's a lot of DC, like, animated novels, graphic novels, whatever it is, that aren't canon, but they're really fun. Like, and that's what they're there for. Like, have fun with it. So, I get that.
Ironic twist. I have seen Arcane. I like Arcane. Looking forward to the next season that's coming out very soon in November. Know absolutely nothing about League of Legends.
I might not have nice. Told you about Arcane, but I feel like I should have. I would have if I thought you'd watch it. So with that being said, me knowing that Arcane is good and you watched it and you agree that it's good.
Vampire had a coworker put me on it.
Vampire.
You won't put me on that though. Sorry.
Wait, what about Teen Wolf though?
Did you watch True Blood?
Of course.
Yeah. So that was good. That had vampires.
Yeah, but that's rated R, where Vampire Diaries is like PG-13.
But some of the drama, some of the tea?
Some of the tea?
NC-17.
Nice.
I'm just saying. They have adult themes.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind giving that a watch, you know, as well as I've been wanting to watch, which one was the other one? Teen Wolf as well, yeah.
What's the other one you got to get down on? Riverdale.
Some Supernatural. Supernatural.
Firefly. We're going down. Okay. We're going down fast. Wind.
You mean?
Moving on. Something I wanted to discuss since I had the fellas with me was fall dates and how to plan accordingly. So my biggest tip to any man or young man who's listening to the podcast, the holidays are upon you. Keep her away from your family. Do us all a favor. Like, you got Thanksgiving, then you back it up with Christmas. If you want to have a good time on those holidays, you keep her far away from your family while the leaves turn orange. And how are you going to do that with some of these great date ideas that Josh and Thomas are going to give us?
Oh, nice. Wow, start thank us off, you.
Josh. Yeah, right in the fire.
Oh, yeah, sure. First and foremost, if you are going to take your significant other somewhere nice, guys, be a gentleman, right? You know, open the door for her, go pick her up, buy her, you know, a bouquet of flowers. You know, they're going to love that. They're going to appreciate it more than you think. Some fun things to be able to do, you know, pumpkin festivals, right? Everybody likes going out, you know, looking at the whole ranch pumpkin farm. Patch. Yeah, the pumpkin patch.
There's no EDM music. It's not a
festival. Well, according to this one right here, sir.
Pony rides.
Pony rides, yeah. Petting zoos and stuff. But yeah, you know, go pick out your own pumpkins and, you know, have a little, you know, carving thing. You know, I've done that, you know, in the past with my significant other, and it was great. You know, we had a blast there. But, you know, also, you know, corn mazes, right? You know, let them take the rein because, you know, they want to lead. And, you know, and once they finally start getting the picket, that's when you come, you know, jump into action, save them, and you get each other out of there.
You lost?
You know, 9 times out of 10, you know, in my experiences.
Oh, Lord.
Editor, yeah, just, yeah, cut that part.
Josh is such a nice guy. Yeah, you can let her lead. It'll be fun to watch. When she gets lost, you should.
Just, you gotta swipe. I'm giving them the little insight, you know? Swipe
we definitely in, know save who the them. Sub is that's in the relationship off of rip.
Hey.
9 times out of 10.
But, you know, another thing, you know, that I like doing, you know, especially in the fall, right? Because, you know, a lot of people don't like going out, you know, necessarily. So, you know, I would say, you know, pick your favorite movie, right? You know, it could be, you know, a scary movie, thriller, suspense. You know, it could be like, you know, The Vampire Diaries, right? You know, pick a show, you know, pick some drinks, some fall drinks, like, you know, the ones that we just, you know, gave an examples here. You know, make that, right? Make a little fall-inspired, you know, dish, you know, for y'all to have, or like some snacks and, you know, just pop off, you know, cuddle, do whatever you got to do and, you know, enjoy a movie. I feel like that's something, you know, great to do, you know, for indoors.
Ladies, he's available on Bumble and Hinge. He could be yours for the low price of one date to the Terrifier 3.
Yeah, Terrifier 3. If you make it through, he's on one knee.
One thing I did want to mention real quick, though, the KC Oktoberfest here in Kansas City will be just passed, actually. Never mind.
Oof.
You hate to see it.
Shot, girls. You hate he was there. He was ready.
Oh, my goodness.
So next year, on the 5th of October,
Meet me at the gate.
Next year, ladies and gentlemen.
Thomas, it's fall. The leaves are falling. Where are you taking her?
I mean, you can't go wrong with the movie. You can't go wrong with dinner. I always think those are old-fashioned, but they're tried and true. They work. I feel like this is concert season, you know, depending on your genre. Always can get down on a different, you know, concert scene. I've noticed that there's a lot of, like, you know, you talked about EDM. They got that going on. You've got different. If you're into country music, I've seen some of that. I've seen some Latino music. You know, a lot of different genres that are traveling right now that you can go out. Doesn't matter where you are, you'll find them. So whether it's Kansas or Texas, you know, I know Austin City Limits, a big music festival that happens in the fall. So you have a lot of those going on that, you know, go out there, pick your favorite, you know, couple bands or you know, singers or whatever, and just kind of enjoy that. You know, it can be a little pricey, but I think it's worth it. It shows the effort. 100%. It's like one of those things like, oh, wow, he could have, you know, taken me to, you know, McDonald's, and now we're at this concert. You know, we, you know, go out to dinner somewhere nice. I definitely believe in the chivalry thing. That's really good to point out. You know, it's kind of old fashioned. You got the new young crowd that's kind of like, well, we're equals, so I shouldn't have to do anything. And to that, I say, fuck that.
Take care
of the lady, and she will take care of you. You know, you know, you show that, and I know. Some people might be like, language. And I'm like, no, that's how serious I am in that. You know, you really got to show, you know, that being a gentleman matters.
Of course. I mean, they love it. They, you know, they really appreciate, you know, a gentleman and, you know, being kind, nice to them. I did want to point out real quickly some festivals coming up as well. Some EDM festivals, you know, for our listeners out there. You got Freaky Deaky coming out here in Austin. You got Ooby Dooby. You got Lights All Night.
He said, be a gentleman, but Freaky Deaky, though.
Yeah. If you don't want to be a gentleman, go here.
No, they're great festival. Everybody's really nice, super chill, amazing music, great DJ. So definitely recommend.
So for anybody who is old-fashioned like Thomas, EDM is oons, oons. So electronic
music. You forgot that.
All right, I do in the future want to get people on this show to kind of chop it up with us for a little bit, but I do have a submission from Chase unofficially. He doesn't know he's submitting it, but he is. Nice. And I asked him about women. He said it's a numbers game. You just got to get on Tinder, get scrolling. Wow. As the temperatures drop, so does their self-esteem and their standards. He says that. And if he listens to this podcast, he can refute it. And if he doesn't, it's him.
It's him.
Mr. What? Quantity over quality, Chase. Welcome to the show.
He's a numbers guy. He's not a romantic guy. So
nice, nice.
But no, my thing is, one of my best date ideas that I ever came up with, you know, I hang my hat on that, is that I took her out to somewhere with like a name. It wasn't even like we went to Applebee's. It was like, what is it called? Extra Virgin. It's this restaurant downtown. Wow. And the menu.
Wow.
The menu was made like the day of, right? Like, mm-hmm. What's on the menu? We don't even know. The chef's going to let us know. If you guys want menus, you got to ask. So it's just really nice place, a little pricey, but then we walked through downtown, you know, fall, the vibes, the weather's good, all the way down to this axe throwing place. And I didn't need to, like, bury the hatchet or something, whatever those places are called. But we threw, you know, axes, and it was a good time, a lot of photo opportunities. And then that was like, I think from start to finish, that was like 6 p.m. to like 11:30. Just a good night. It's a good night. And it was a great date. Very simple. So that walking downtown can be a date on its own. Like if you're a young man or a financially irresponsible man, you know, you maybe take her to a burger joint and then you walk the food off through downtown. It's romantic. It's atmosphere. That's what you really got to get. Like deception, like, was it success perceived as deception achieved? Whatever the saying is. It's not on my wall or anything. I don't know what it is.
But as long as it feels right. He's got it in neons off to the side, guys.
As long as it feels right, it is right. You know. So that's my thing. Is like, you can find a lot of value in the little things, as these guys said, holding the door. I will say there's a disclaimer. If you become a door holder, that is your life. You've accepted it. that there's an unspoken vow that you are a door opener now. Like, you just got to start opening doors, because there will come a time when you walk up to a vehicle or a building and she makes it to the door first and she stops and she looks at the door. She looks at you. She looks at the door. No words spoken. That's your door to open. So you know that can happen.
Who hurt you? What was her name? Who did? Show us on the teddy bear where they hurt you.
You know who did.
He is singles, lady and gentlemen, on Bumble, Tinder, Grindr, right?
No gentlemen. I'll never be that single. Upward and upward. What are we thinking? Wineries.
Oh yes.
Wineries. Women love wineries. Also, now wineries are kind of
hippity hop. You know,
they have bottles. They have a bar. I forget which one Karen Osmer told me about. They went to one, and it was a winery, but it had a full bar. Like, you could get you a $200 shot of old bourbon if you wanted. But I think that's great. It's meet me in the middle. They usually have like cornhole out there for guys. You know, it's like a playground for children or old men. Costume parties are a great time. If you ever want to thrust a woman into your social life, take her to a party that's more your friends than it's not. So she is forced to, you know.
Wow.
She's thrusted is the word you use.
Yes, I did. So in those moments, she is either sink or swim. Like, if you're looking to, you know, weed them out quick, like, are you going to be cool with what I do or not? Take them out to a social event with you.
True.
Include some of your friends, because they're going to call you out. There's no pretending. There's no lying. There's no like, oh yeah, I open doors all the time. And Josh is in the back, like, no, he doesn't.
Not that gentleman. He told us episode three of Whiskey Sticks. Definitely not. It's on wax.
Don't be acting brand new.
Who is this?
But yeah. So, what are some costume ideas? If I had to, you know, write it down, what you guys are going to be for Halloween this year, knowing Thomas ain't putting nothing on, what would you be?
Oh wow, baby suit! I like it.
Am I like Conan the Barbarian? What?
Birthday suit.
He said baby suit. I said what?
Birthday. Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
So I've dabbled in the costume game. One year, I was Dishonest Abe. Had the top hat. Had little name tag, and that was pretty good. I think I did really well on that one. I was getting out of the military, so I was an inmate with my man number from my squadron. So that was kind of cool. Put my squadron on my back, 605th AMXS. So that was pretty cool. Charlie Sheen when he was before he got out of pocket. I was Charlie Sheen 1 year. I thought that was pretty good. You know, at the height of his powers.
Have you ever always wanted to like an Adam Sandler?
You know, I think if I did that, I might win some money. I might win some contests.
There you go.
I've been told a few times I look like Adam Sandler.
John Turturro was that
John Turturro? I can see that.
Well, for what about people, the bowling one? That suits you.
For people that don't know who John Turturro is, he was the Jesus in The Big Lebowski. Nobody fucks with the Jesus. He was Sector 7 in Transformers.
Yeah.
He was, and funny story, I was actually asked or told that I look like the butler in Mr. Deeds. I was asked to say, I'm very, very sneaky on a deployment.
Nice.
Let me tell the story. Me and my boys were sitting, we're getting ready to deploy. We're sitting in the PAX terminal waiting to load this airplane. We're sitting there playing spades, you know. I look at my hand, I'm bidding four. Ooh. This cute little young thing walks up on me like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? My boys are like, Chav, you got it like that? What's going on here? So I get up, I walk over, and she's like, has anybody ever told you look like the butler from Mr. Deeds? Like when the movie just came out. And I'm like, no. And she's like, me and my friends just want to hear you say, I'm very, very sneaky. Could you do that? And I just like, no,
you
I walked
have to,
away.
Right? You
have to. No. I did not have to.
So
I sit back down at my spades game and I'm like, I got four. What do you got? Like, to my partner's like, what just happened? I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Did you at the time,
I did have four. Oh. I always get them too. But at the time, I was younger and I thought, you know, a little bit more attractive. I thought I looked better than, you know, John Turturro with curly hair, you know, in a butler outfit. I bet you
John Turturro slays. He walks into a bar, he walks out with as many offers as he wants.
Now, yeah, if I had his money, that'd be different. But, you know.
To be
He was fair. Also on Gung Ho. If you've not seen that movie, it's like late 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm. about vehicle manufacturing. And the early stages of like committeemen and why they were needed. That's my blurb. But yeah. So, Josh, what are you gonna be this year?
That is a great question. I want something simple, right? You know,
in a cave.
Yeah, sure. if that's where we're going, I'll dress up as a caveman if I need to.
Nope, not where I went. But you know what? Hey. You do. You.
I hate you. I hate you. Wow, that cave. Some of y'all will get it. You know.
I mean, the stash and the beard is definitely.
Oh my god! But you know, I like
from Key and Peele where he's like, "The damn DSA." It's like they know exactly what we're going to do. Gosh, to the back, like for real though.
Not once stopped. You know, for extra searching. So that's good. But not like I like, you know, classic, right, costumes, like, you know, go out and dress like a cowboy, right, you know, like with, you know, the whole nine yards and everything. I think that would be really cool. I liked the time that, you know, I dressed up as like a clown. It was a nice suit, right, you know, nice and fitted, put on the little makeup on too, which was a nice little touch. Yeah, all of it, you know, freaking had the little lines, everything, the little triangle or whatever. It was nice. It was clean. I know I have pictures somewhere floating around there.
Has anyone ever told you that you look like the dude that captured Tony Stark in Iron Man 1, like the fake leader of the Ten Rings?
Wow, wild. Oh. Yeah, no, I've gotten that a lot.
Somebody got him. Like this older black woman, he was at a store and she stopped. It was like a Hot Topic. What did she say you look like?
Oh yeah, yeah.
His name.
What's that beard? Guy's name?
Because I didn't get the movie.
Yeah, no, me either. I didn't see the movie, but it was the Spielberg movie. I can't.
Look it up. We're going to roll through. You can look it up. But yeah, also, like, that guy from Super Troopers, if you got rid of the beard. Just saying.
Let's see.
While he's looking that up, what are some festive video games? I know for the girlies, fall is very Animal Crossing. It's very Stardew Valley. It's very getting things organized. But for me, it's like, I think Halloween, I think, you know, Call of Duty's dropping. That's big. But that's not really my fall game. I like, what is it?
Red Dead Redemption?
No, not even Red Dead Redemption. It's Dead by Daylight. Dead by Daylight is a 4v1 game where you're trying to, like, start generators while, like, mm-hmm. before it was random slashers, but then they started putting in like movie icons, like Mike Myers comes through, or like the dude from, is it the dude, it's the girl from Saw, either way, she's a pig face chick with a knife. Yeah, so that's fun to me. Anything that to be spooky at this time of year is my jammy jam.
I can't find it.
You know what? It'll come to you in the next episode. We'll touch back.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Don't you worry. What are some of your games you play in the fall, Josh?
Phasmophobia. You know, Phasmophobia, you know, Dead by Daylight's great. But, you know, Phasmophobia, especially, you know, with all the updates that they've been doing, I think that's great. You know, a little spooky ghost hunting game, which is really, really cool. And you know, I love the whole aspect of, like, you know, comms, you know, being within the game, right? So, like, you say something, right? Or if you like scream, well, the ghost is gonna know where you're at, so you better hide. So, you know, it really gives you that that, like, okay, I really gotta be quiet here, because yeah, the ghost could hear me, you know, I gotta stay quiet, do this, do that. So I really like that. And like the whole proximity chat as well, which is really nice. And if not, you know, you gotta use that walking. Really, really nice game. I think that's one of the better ones out there. But you know, there's a lot of nice you know, $1 games, right? Not the best graphically, but great stories though. But I think that'll be my little take there on the on the video games. I really like that game. PB, though, great.
Underrated fall game. And that's going to be Rocket League. They do a Halloween pass every year. Mm-hmm. The moment there, you're going to lock like different toppers and things of that nature. I think that game is heavily underrated as a Halloween game, because some of the games that we play can be really scary and, you know, just make me want to go to bed in tears. What?
What?
Thomas, you got any fall games you play?
Well, I think normally I would answer, you know, all the sports games, right? FIFA, 2K, Madden. Nah, I'm kidding. Back in the day, you know, since we're, you know, aged a little differently, you know, my console gaming goes way beyond what either of y'all got into. So Castlevania was a game back in the day that was like your ultimate vampire, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, obviously, I think when Resident Evil came out, I think it was kind of billed as the same thing around the same time frame.
No, I remember many a nights of playing Resident Evil, turning all the lights off and just running around, getting scared with like 3 or 4 bullets. I think they make it a lot easier nowadays. Like, you have a choice now.
Yeah.
Back then, it's like, well, I got 2 bullets. One of them's for me. So
yep.
I'm saving it.
But I mean, as far as like Halloween games, I mean, you know, that are actually Halloween based, for me, OG was Castlevania. I don't necessarily subscribe to that now. I know we've played some of the games that y'all are talking about. You know, I've been in there, whatever, hung out a little bit, but not necessarily my cup of tea. I'm on Rocket League though. Let's do that.
I'm definitely here for anything that has zombies in it.
Like
Call of Duty or like 7 Days to Die has them. Just fun things like that, like mindless gaming. I'm an absolute phony. I have been playing TCG Shop Card Simulator. Where I run a small store and I put up the shelves. I stock the shelves. People buy things from me. I can't afford to have an employee yet, so I do it all myself. I'm a self-made man. But that's what I was playing earlier today, and it is quite addictive because I have the mod that makes it all Pokemon cards. So it's something I actually would like to look at. But I really just throw on some like lo-fi jams and I run my little card shop. So
nice.
That's what I've been on, if we're being honest. But moving on, bonfires, kickbacks.
Oh, yes.
That's something I wanted to touch on before we got up out of here. Like that is the best time. Those are the best vibes. You throw a bonfire in front of a bunch of people and everybody thinks differently. Like if you were all sitting around just drinking around like, I don't know, say a beer pong table, that's cool. But like you put a bonfire out there, that's an aphrodisiac in the sticks. A bonfire. Tell me I'm lying. Go to a bonfire.
It's an
aphrodisiac.
It's nice. I mean, it's vibes, especially when the weather is nice and cool outside, you know, warming yourself up there with a nice glass of bourbon, you know, cold beer.
Run Kentucky Straight Bourbon, burnt oak notes. I mean, I'm just saying, it's out there.
No, it's nice. And s'mores. S'mores are a must.
Not healthy for you at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Just
like, they don't
stop at mushrooms,
count.
Bro. You don't need the graham crackers and the chocolate.
They don't count when you're out, you know, having a campfire.
No, there's still calories at campfires or bonfires. That's another thing that I don't think a lot of people talk about is camping. And I'm talking about like city camping. You know, you drive out to like a park you're really familiar with. You pitch a tent, you pop some tops, you get some beers going. That's the kind of camping I'm into. Just being out there in the middle of nowhere. But there's still like a port-a-john like within walking distance. I need that.
That's nice. I love that. I love the outdoors.
Do you guys have any fall fashion tips for men?
Oof. It's getting cooler. You know, nice little sweater weather, if you will. You know, a nice little cardigan, too. Be nice. You know, to accessorize.
A cardigan. Do you own a cardigan?
No.
Okay.
But.
I've never seen it.
But Mike over here, you know. Great tips, you know. What was it yesterday?
He gave me
a great tip. He's all like, "Hey, I got this vest, you know, those poofy vests, you know, for
like
the
a puffer
weather.
Jacket vest, you know? Yeah, very, very country, very wild country.
you know, I was wearing jeans, some boots, you know, nice shirt. And he's like,
wearing like a level one cloth armor top. You know, it's like a quarter zip, but with buttons.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, you know, accessorize, you put this vest on. You got the cowboy hat in the car. I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, and it popped off, you know, people loved it. It was really, really nice. So shout out.
Mexican McConaughey. That somebody else said that. They didn't want to tell him. They were like, we don't need to feed his ego. But I was like, no. Feed my ego because I accessorized that outfit.
Yeah, oh, he was so proud of it, too. At the end of the day, he's like, that was me. I did that. Like,
me.
Yeah, he popped off. I love that. So for sure, you know, that's nice, you know. Definitely accessorize, for sure.
Thomas, I got to hear it. You got, like, a look on your face. Hey, it can't be football jersey. That's not football.
All right. For people that have not seen these two gentlemen in person, like, I'm trying to understand Mike's sweater puffer jacket on Josh's body because it's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, right? They're not the same.
Here's the ticket. He didn't zip it, you know, he didn't button it, whatever. He just kind of let it ride because it wasn't cold enough to zip it up. So it just kind of worked. It also gives you extra pockets. Very tactical.
Very tactical.
For that camper in you to go out and survive the great outdoors.
You know, you end up having to go to campfire. You ready?
I don't know. I feel like people have their own custom style. You know what I mean? It's not good.
The average man walks around Mike's with no the fashion police.
Oh, yeah.
100%. 100%.
You need 17 pieces of flair to hang out with Mike.
I'm the anchor.
Right. No, I mean, to be fair, you know, Mike will not let me leave the house if I'm not on point. So, you know, kudos to him for that. Look, I always got to make sure we go out, right?
Has to accessorize. That's what I'm saying.
How dare you go out looking like that?
Yeah.
Look, yeah, I just want him to succeed. That's it.
He'll hit me with, he's all like, oh, that's what you're going with? And I'm like, all right, I know I got to go change.
Jeez.
All right, here we go. You know, the anchor's up to bat. I'm here. So it's fall. Like Josh likes to mention six times so far, I've counted. The weather's getting a little low. It's getting cold outside. Every man should own a pair of boots. Mm-hmm. Not work boots. These are like dress boots that zip up on the side. They've got the little toe cover on the front. Very classy. It goes really well with khaki. It goes well with greens. It goes well with denim. It's a very universal shoe. These are going to be brown. So what does that mean when we have brown leather shoes, boys? It means we have a brown leather belt. Thank you. Thank you for that proper answer. The devil is in the details, right? You want to wear the right watch that, you know, really just makes it pop, right? Like Austin, if you ever want to talk about watches, talk to Austin. He's a friend of ours, and he is a watch guy, connoisseur of sorts. Like last night with Josh, the devil's in the details. He already had the outfit on. We just hit him with a vest and a cowboy hat. And now he's Mexican McConaughey. That was two pieces.
Yeah.
I can tell you from experience, when I wear my chain to work, I have a silver chain that I wear. When I wear it to work with, like, I usually wear with, like, t-shirts. I don't do it with, like, polos or button downs or anything, but t-shirts. And all of my employees are like, oh, you feeling some type of way, huh? You feeling, you know, if you wear the chain today, you're not going to let us come in late today, huh? Because you got the chain on. You're big management today. I was like, nah, it's just I chose to wear it. Like, certain things work well. Also, big tip, do not ever, and I shouldn't have to tell this to anybody because you're all adults, never mix gold and silver. That is not a good look. Everything has to match. Like, so if you're wearing a silver chain, if you're like Josh and you wear a silver ring because he's big into rings, do not wear gold framed glasses. You can get away with black, but you should stick to silver. Because that kind of, we're looking for a theme. We're very thematic here.
Yeah.
We're trying to let people know with our outfit that we think about things. We pay attention to detail. We thought it through. I didn't just wake up like this, right? My hair's not perfectly coiffed on accident.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you know, you were saying, like, colors is a big thing, you know, especially we're going into fall, you know. Pick those fall colors, you know, to go out with. You know, I feel like it's a huge thing. Each season has their own colors, you know. And I feel like that's a great stepping stone into success in your outfit.
Yeah, not that anybody asked, but I was in like these very dark avocado green slacks, black Ariat boots, matching black belt, right?
Like, he's looking good.
Like a sand tee from Scholars and Scoundrels, which is a bar down in Houston that Thomas introduced me to. And then I went with, to match my black leather accessories, a black jacket. Now, what did I need the jacket? No, it was actually a little warm when we got to the pool hall, so I popped it off. However, we did arms, so accessorized with biceps and triceps.
Yes, sir.
We're not bulking yet. I refuse. So there's that. Then I have the hat. Why did I have the hat? Because that's less hair product I've used, and it matched the pants. Because I'm inclusive, it matched the pants. Before you even start to wonder, does your wallet have to match your leather accessories? It really does. It really does. Every man should have like three wallets, like a brown one, a black one, and his daily driver. You got like, that's all you need. And I'll tell you this.
That's all you need.
Like, that's it. That's it.
Just 56 pairs of shoes, three wallets.
Only.
No, but here's the thing.
Six pairs of boots.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you'll love me for it later. Because every guy that I know that doesn't have a really strong fashion sense because they're doing whatever they're doing has like that trifold wallet and it's filled with business cards from 2006. Get you like a nice, I wish I had it on me. And I do. This is a wallet from Coach. MSRP is at like $99 for no reason, but it is good leather. It holds like five cards.
It's good leather. It definitely overpaid.
It sounds like that dude from Hustle and Flow. Kind of leather keeps you the way you, temperature you want to be.
Yeah.
So it holds like five cards. The billfold for money is really for decoration. And it holds my ID. Now, why is that cool? Because when you're stepping out, you don't want to be fumbling through. You're trying to look cool. You're trying to look smooth, right? So you got your debit card. Maybe your credit card, just in case things get crazy and you're trying to go deep. You got your driver's license on you. That's all you need. That's it.
True,
Maybe $100 in cash. You don't know what you're going to get into. You might have to pay for parking. Who knows? Maybe the lady who walks by with those little test tube shots only takes cash. You got to have $100 in cash with you in this small, very feminine wallet.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know that this whole episode was to get to this point. All of the stuff before that, lip service. This was all about, this is how you need
the potatoes
dress.
Right here. Yep.
Now, exactly.
Okay, maybe you guys don't like the simple, you know, billfold kind of option. So I got a bifold here. This is Michael Kors. It holds way more cards. It holds like so many more cards. Still not very good at holding cash. I don't know what it is with premium wallets and no cash option here because that's the problem I have. I end up just putting my cash in a different pocket. Either way, that's my soapbox on small wallets that don't hold cash very well.
Buy a non-functional wallet, guys.
It's very functional because when I'm going out, I don't need all my other stuff.
It matches my shit, though.
Exactly.
I'm going to lose my ID, probably some cash. I may walk out with one credit card, but damn it, it matches.
Also, find a woman that doesn't like a guy with a butt. And you know what you can't have when you have a trifold wallet? A nice silhouette because you got this trifold bulge in the back. You can't have that. So you got to keep it smooth, very low profile in the back.
Yeah, don't overfill your wallet either. Just bring the necessities. If you
I got him on board now. He's already sipping the tea.
Like if you have all these business cards from 2006, take those out. You don't need them anymore. Trust me.
Wait. Back this up. So we're not allowed to have asses in this?
No, you're supposed to have one.
Find you a girl that doesn't like a butt?
No. You're supposed to have one, but you got to put that on display,
like,
right?
Like, we're skipping leg days?
We're not going out.
We're not working the cheeks?
We're not going out to be humble. We're going out to, like, make that thing pop. So you can't have a big, fat wallet in the back. If you do and you can't find a way to get yourself a smaller wallet, maybe throw it in your jacket pocket. Usually a good jacket will have an inside
pocket. Yeah, an inside pocket, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, especially when you wear slacks and stuff, that's where you want to.
You should have seen Josh last night at the pool hall. Like, we're playing, he's showing that thing out there. Like he is bending over, plus. Like, that's usually takes subscription to get that much angle. And he's like, well, what did you want me to do? I don't know, but you were doing a lot. You're doing a lot over there.
I was just trying to hit the ball. All right. They were close, though. I got better.
You know, the funny thing is, and why he's laughing like that, is because he said you would say that.
Yep. He's getting better. He's getting better every day.
Hey, that's all that matters. You know,
just
we
keep
had fun.
Trying, ladies and gentlemen. Keep trying.
That's it. Keep grinding. Keep on moving forward.
All right. We've made it to the touchback. Is there anything you guys would like to touch on? Men's fashion. I can go again. I've got more stuff.
I'm locked and loaded for round two.
If y'all will notice, I didn't even touch the subject because Mike was like leaned in up on the chair.
For
the non-visual folks, when I tell you, he like presented locked himself in. Like, I'm about to go to work. Like, this is what I'm here for. Like a stripper, like I'm here to dance.
Yeah, and in the back of my ear, like, let him cook.
Yeah, but I guess real quickly, you know, for fall colors, you got yellow, orange, red, purple, and brown, you know?
You say I know, fall color?
I know, you know, Mike loves his purple, so.
I do love purple. It's my favorite
there
color.
You go. You know, try to, you know, incorporate that, you know, we're in the season. That'd be nice.
The easy one there, Josh, is earth tones. Earth tones. Get you a nice tusk.
That would work.
Orange. Something like right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Look,
you know,
it is so impressive.
Some crimson.
Somebody says, oh my god, I love your shirt. It's like, yeah, I went with Tuscan over, like, I don't know, terracotta, whatever.
Yeah, you'll get their attention real quick.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, if any ladies are listening to this, they do not compete with each other for the same chick.
Sure don't.
Like you sure like you may have to woo both of them, but they will split off.
Well, first you gotta get my attention off of Josh. That's the first step.
That's,
if you can get my attention off of Josh, yeah, you're in.
Exactly. He's like, there's a fight. There's a constant fight here.
Well, also Josh is like 6 foot tall. He's playing on easy mode. Like, he gets the attention just being taller, right? Like, I gotta like get some attention.
The charisma. This guy has maxed out charisma here.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly, all right?
Like, always fly.
Bro, I got a step with a certain swagger. A little swagger.
A little swagger.
Walk in like I own the place.
Speaking of swagger, you know, Bobby Lee Swagger over here. Looking like Mont Wahlberg.
Oh,
ladies and
no,
gentlemen,
never.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Dude, no. I was watching that movie. I was watching
one.
That movie, and I'm all like, is that Mike? Hey, that is Mike right there.
Nope, you're the only one that's ever given me Mark Wahlberg.
That's, ladies. Give us your insight. We'll post some pictures
it's
on the Insta.
Definitely not Mark Wahlberg. I get, hey, did you ever play accordion in the banda down in Texas one time? I'm like, no. That's the one I get. That's my celebrity looking like right there.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, last thing I think I'll touch on is haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
Do not sleep on haunted trails. I like those better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not inherently claustrophobic. But if somebody gets in my face and there's no way for me to back up, I'm going to punch somebody. And if anybody's ever punched somebody at a haunted house, you get banned. That's what happens. But they usually have like strip club rules. Don't touch me. We won't touch you type stuff.
Yeah, they actually, on October 24th here in KC, they have Walking with Ghosts, Real Life Hauntings with Amy Bruni. Amy Bruni.
You can't just
October
drop names of
24th.
People we don't know. I need like a bibliography or something.
It's a paranormal investigator and Ghost Hunters star, Amy Bruni, takes the stage at the Kaufman Center to share
Kaufman.
That
oh
one.
My god, at the K?
It's my bad. I don't know these words.
Kaufman.
Some of us fail language arts, sir.
Somebody give me a coffee.
Coffee, please. But yeah, you know, she's having that. You know, that'd be something really, really, you know, cool to do. I know over there in, was it San Antonio in front of the Alamo, they have like a Ripley's haunted house. And it's more so a phobias, which is something I really liked. They have like, you know, arachnophobia. They had a claustrophobic one, believe it or not, which I absolutely love. There were like these two inflatable things. Well, it was just different, right? You know, it's more psychological than anything. And these two inflatable things, and you have to like pitch dark, you have to go right through it. And as like, we're maybe like 10 feet in, you know, people start doubting them. Like, did we go the right way? Like, what is going on? And, you know, like some of the ladies in the back ended up turning back because they're all like, no, I can't do this. And, you know, we finally exited out. And, you know, I thought that was a really cool experience there for sure.
Yeah. All right. So that brings up a valid point and something I would like to sprinkle on top of this episode. So apparently, my greatest phobia is thalassophobia. And
for
all of you at home, that is an intense phobia or fear of large or deep bodies of water.
Oh.
Do you guys have any phobias you'd like to share with the group that I can probably exploit later in your life? Not tonight, definitely later.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you afraid of, Josh? Commitment?
No, not that. Let's see. What am I afraid of?
Oh, nothing. He's just a big
dog. No, I used to be like really, really scared of
the dark.
Of the dark, and you know, I used to, and then dogs too, for whatever, but not anymore.
You probably got bit by one, so that's a fair fear to have.
Y'all's dog.
Well,
y'all's dog.
That's on you.
Little chihuahua.
No, it was a Dachshund, or however you say that dog breed.
Whatever. It was a small dog. And
wiener
you're like,
dog.
It's friendly. Just pet it. So I pet it. I turn around to leave, and boom, it took its chance.
Well, if you read Sun Tzu's Art of War, you never turn your back on the enemy. All right. Thomas, phobias. You're real quiet back there.
Snakes, spiders, scorpions especially, literally almost jump through a drywall because of a scorpion in the sink.
I hear they're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Doesn't matter. You see that. Yeah, that's all. I don't care how scared they are. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. A cocaine bear. I'd probably be pretty afraid of that.
That's a weird phobia to have. I think that only happened like once.
Like, okay, like seeing a polar bear in the States. How about that?
You know, did you see the Funko Pop? Is that where you got that from?
No.
I've got it right behind me. The cocaine bear with leg.
Nice.
Collectors.
Heights. I've always been a heights guy, although I'm getting better with that.
As I believe in evolution, that's leftover monkey shit.
Heights.
Yeah, like being afraid of falling out of a tree or something. I don't know. Like, I think we're all afraid of heights to a degree.
Fair enough. I mean, that's why you have I forget what it's called. There's a scientific word for it, but whenever you wake up, your body wakes you up from a dream.
I love that definition, right? There's a scientific word for it.
Sorry, I don't know enough at the top
of my
head.
It's real medicinal.
but yeah, like, you know, whenever your heart rate gets too low, your body wakes itself up, you know, that's why you jump. It's like if you're falling or whatever, your body's trying to wake you up. So. Yeah, I guess, you know,
so
that could
I do
be
feel like
the
Thomas had more on the heights thing. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting better with it, but, you know, I feel like if I'm in control of whatever has me at a height, then I'm probably a little bit better than if I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a military thing I just kind of had to make peace with because I was working on airplanes that were 80 feet in the air. I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But probably also not good with all the paranormal shit. Just not gonna,
you know,
even.
I don't subscribe.
So the haunted houses, these trails, all that dumb shit y'all are talking about.
Yeah,
you will
definitely
not catch me there because the one time that I will end up there, it'll be straight up Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like in real life.
See, I'm not afraid of like ghost paranormal activity. I'm afraid of like real world crazy people. Like I was chasing down myths with like a buddy of mine, Gonzo in the military, guy from New York. And like these three white girls, and we were tracing down like these supposedly haunted places, and we were walking to like the witch's graveyard, and we found it, and they're like, well, this isn't even the real witch's graveyard, the other one's over there. So mind you, this other one was like a legit cemetery, and like you hop the fence illegally and you walk down. Well, there was a fence and we were already there. So you walk down this road and there's all these trees, it's real nice, whatever. So we're walking down bullshit and just talking, whatever. And then like, and this is what I heard. And I worked with my dad in, you know, building houses for many years. The rumbling of like you dropping a 2x4 and a stack of other 2x4s. Like that's the only way I can describe that sound. And I was like, yep, I'm out. There's either somebody here or there's a hobo. And I'm not going to upset him by entering his terrain. Like, oh, you're scared of ghosts. I said, not at all. Not even a little bit. It's the possibility of a homeless guy in a graveyard doing weird stuff in the middle of the night because he's ready to go. I am not.
Yeah.
I have a job. I have bills to pay. I'm not ready to go. Like he's ready to go. But for fear of heights, I really got over that while I was deployed. And we took a C-130 to Terrencout from Kandahar Airfield. And what you might not know about Terrencout is a very small base. And it's also the first place I ever had duck. However, it has half a landing strip. And what do you do with the C-130 when you don't have a full landing strip? It's called a corkscrew landing. And yeah, I was definitely napping. And like, if you've ever been on a C-130, maybe Thomas, the cargo netting, it's like they have seat belts, but like I was napping in the cargo netting. And then I was woken up abruptly by being thrown into the side of the cargo netting because we just started a quick rapid descent. And I think after that, I was like, well, how much worse could it get?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I was like, all right, well, we're good on that. So
okay.
The duck was in fact good.
Yeah. I mean, I got over my fear or a fear, whatever, of heights, working in scaffolding. You have to work in high heights, you know, so, you know.
Yeah, low heights probably wouldn't bother you, huh?
You would think
on high heights. I was like low heights.
Well, you know, like you know, 200, 300 feet, 500 feet up in the air, and you have to be up there working and stuff. So yeah, it's you definitely get used to it the more you do.
All right, boys. What else you got? That it? We tapped out. I think we've touched all the topics of fall.
Yeah, I think it was good. It was solid. Loved
yeah,
it.
No, I had a lot of laughs, had a good time. I hope you guys did too in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, we are in fact Whiskey Sticks Podcast. That would be Whiskey Sticks 24 on Instagram and Twitter. We are joined by my big brother, Thomas, you know, who has all the podcasts in the world. What's your Twitter handle? Like, bye, Jet.
At Third Coast Tom on Twitter.
He is one of the hardest working men in the business. He has a podcast. Every other conversation I have with him, he's like, oh, I'm doing the pod real quick. So he's definitely putting work in. So check him out. Josh is desperately trying to find a date for Halloween. So anybody at all that has free time, he will entertain.
Thank you.
He's a door opener, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen.
He's a door opener. All right, thank folks. You. That's all Thank we got. Until next time. Take it easy.
Peace.